This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Millionaire Chess Open. They're having the tiebreak playoffs for Millionaire Monday tomorrow. And I have with me one of the participants in the under 2200 section, Naftali Smith. He's from Columbus, Ohio. How did you enjoy the tournament?
Man, it was lovely, man. This is definitely a great experience. You know, I've been out of chess for about 9 months now. You know, to take a break, you know, stack some money up and just, you know what I'm saying, just start doing a little bit of traveling. Mm-hmm. But everybody was calling me up. My cousin Bill Turner, he's another 2100, I believe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, told me to come get out of practice and start coming back. And then I got tired of playing in local chess. I wanted to, like, truly test myself. So I decided to play in the biggest tournament in the country, I believe, and that's the Millionaire Open, to test my true skills, because I believe that's really testing your skills is when, you know, you play, you know, competition other than the people you play every week at your local chess club. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's definitely been wonderful. I had a great time.
So you're playing, you play quite a bit in locally. This is your first large tournament or a national tournament?
This is my first Latin large tournament in about 3 years. I went to the World Open, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago. And mm-hmm. I did pretty good. I got 6.5 out of 9 points. And it was a rough tournament in the under 2000 section. So, yeah, and, this year at the Millionaire, considering I've been out of practice, you know what, I think I could have studied a little bit harder, but 4.5 out of 7, you know, I can live with that. Then I got to go back, you know, back to the drawing board and work on my end games and everything, you know. SOS.
So what's your background in chess? When did you start, and did you go through the scholastic ranks, or did you just pick up chess along the way or from your cousin Billy?
You know what? I picked it up from Billy, but one day I was over my aunt's house, his mom, and, you know, I was watching him and my Uncle Bo play. And they had a Super Nintendo game. Well, the chess back then, it was Chess Master 3000, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I saw them hitting the clock. They was playing speed chess. I was like, man, that looks real fun. So Billy gave me the game. I put the game in the Nintendo. And then he showed me, like, you know, all the names of the pieces and everything. And it was history ever since. And my first big tournament was the World Open. And I believe in, like, 95. I was 10 years old at the time, and I won $200. And $200 is a lot of money for, you know, to a 9-year-old. So I got a lot of toys, man, race car tracks, a lot of little Game Boy games. So that was fun.
So what's the chess scene like in Columbus area?
Columbus area, I would say, you know, it's fair. There could be a lot more players. I wish, you know, that it was on the up, like New York City, like how New York City has, you know, a lot of millions of players there, but I would say it's pretty decent. You know, it could be a little bit better, but there's some respectable opponents there. You know, you have Carl Borg coming out of Columbus, Ohio. You have Chuck Dibert, Deshaun Kelly. You know, you familiar with Deshaun Kelly? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other players there, but it could be on the up, though. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So who wins between you and Billy?
Everybody asks that question. That's the famous question. We used to go back and forth, but I've had, like, a slight edge on him, you know, recently, you know. And it's funny because, like, Billy, you know, was, like, used to be my chess idol. I used to look up to him. I'm talking about, like, every time my mom would tell me, Billy's coming over, I would have my chessboard, like, laid out on the floor. Oh, Billy, I'm going to beat you one day. And, like, Billy would always come over. And, he'll whoop up on me. And, like, whenever he checks me, it's, like, this smooth. He says it's so smooth. He'd be like, check. And then I move my king out the way. Then he'll mate me. He'd be like, mate. So he had like a little, you know, say rhythm. It was wonderful. But then I said, I'm gonna get you one day. And eventually I got over. I went to the library every day, studied 3-4 hours a day. And I was like, I'm destined to get you. And then eventually the student became a teacher. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's been history ever since. So we used to have like a little beef, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to talk like a little WrestleMania WWE trash to him. He's like, man, I'm the one who taught you this game, boy. So it's a lot of history. It's like a little blood there.
So what kind of material do you study? What kind of players do you admire? Books that you read or software?
It's actually, you know, I actually don't really study. I read, like, you know, puzzles, like Combination Challenge. I believe it's by John Hall. I believe it's been a long time. Chesstempo.com. I go there and like study, brush up on my tactics. Let's see, just playing like a lot of blitz games. I would say that I should start studying my end game. I'm a little lazy on my end games because I'm all about, you know, just getting brilliancy prizes. Mm-hmm. But on the next question, my favorite players, I look up to like Capablanca, Paul Morphy. Are you familiar with David Zimbach? Mm-hmm. Davis and Mac, we used to look at Paul Morphy's games all the time. I used to admire how he would take off rook, give other masters rook and knight odds, even though that was a big different era back then. It was still amazing that there was no technology, no fritz, no shredder, no engines to look at. And he was creating all these, you know, these systems by itself that he could probably you still use today if he was still here.
So, it's interesting that you've mentioned both Morphy and Capablanca, because those are classics. Yeah. And nowadays, yeah, a lot of the younger players, they're not familiar with the classics. They're more into the, you know, rifling through 1,000 games and, you know, a current latest theory. What other tips do you have for young players coming up to improve their game? And do you teach any young children in the Ohio area?
You know what? Firstly, I don't teach. You know, I've been really working on myself and developing my own game. But, I have a couple older people that I teach, you know, like at the barbershop and all that. But the tips I would say is, you know, don't take your losses to heart. Everybody has a smile on their face when they're winning. But a true champion, you know, smiles when he loses too. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn the hard way too, because I remember one time when I went on a 9-game tournament winning streak. And I was, you know, just like, yeah. But as soon as I lost, you know, lost horrible, I'm like, wow, it doesn't feel good to lose, man. I'm happy that happened to me. So don't take your losses to heart. You know, study a lot of tactics, man. Study in games, and you don't like. It's good to have a chess coach, but if you can't afford it, you know, just go to the library. It's the way technology is. There's so many ways to learn. ChessTempo.com. Go to ChessBase. ChessBase has like free downloads. You know, You know, there's online lessons. So, in this day and age of technology, there's so many ways to improve your game.
So you're on the cusp of making master. You're 12 points, I think. According to your rating in this tournament, 12 points. Do you have any specific aspirations for chess?
I would say not at this time. I do want to make master, you know, and that's why I decided to come here. I wanted to, like, get the master at a big tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, you know, I fell short just a little bit, you know, but I came back in. But as far as right now, I mean, to tell you the truth, I would actually like to start my own chess school, actually.
Good.
Like one day, you know, start like a chess business, host my own tournament, you know, because we're in Columbus, Ohio. It's not really being done. A lot of tournaments there. So, like, I like how, like, the New York scene is, how they have, like, tournaments going on all the time. But it's a lot more. So just advertising and getting the Columbus market down, down pat, as far as tournament-wise and hosting. Because not everybody, you know, is a USCF member. So we can bring more people that doesn't, like, want to get in yet. And maybe, like, you know, later on, they'll transition into becoming a member and take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the questions. You and I are going to get in here in this Bliss tournament and do some damage. So thank you for your questions, and safe travels back to Columbus.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. This is Daeem Shabazz, and we're signing off.